We're learning the eighth paragraph of the Shemoneh Esrei entitled Refuah for health and healing. Refuenu Hashem b'nei Rafei. Perhaps some doctors who we've often heard have God complexes could hear this and say, what do you mean Refuenu Hashem? I should ask my doctors for Refuah. So that's the significance of why it says Refuenu Hashem and Rafei, heal us Hashem, then we will be healed. Because very often we, as we know, anyone who takes medications, sometimes there's so many different side effects, we end up needing medications just for that. So Refuenu Hashem, when it comes to Hashem's healing us, it'll be a complete Refuah Shlema. That's why we say this repetition, Refuenu Hashem and Rafei. Immediately afterwards, it says, Hoshienu v'nevosheya, translated in the art scroll, save us, then we will be saved. So why do we have in this paragraph of refuah, we also have the acknowledgement of being saved? It seems to be a separate thing. So we look in Parshat Vayera, which was the story of Avraham, who just had his brit milah. He had three guests, and we know they're malachim, they're angels. And Rashi tells us that each of them served different purpose. One of them was to tell Sarah that she next year would be having a child. One was to destroy the city of Sodom. And another one was Oracle says Abraham, to heal Abraham. And in that very same Rashi, it says that the Malach who came, Sharapes Abraham, Halach, he went from that point, Lahatzilas Lot. He went to also save Lot when he was being captured by the war, the four kings against the five kings. It's interesting. The Rashi itself seems to be a contradiction. It says that a malach, an angel, is not allowed to do more than one thing. You can only do one thing at a time. Just kind of like some men can only do one thing at a time. That's why men are more like angels. And so the question is, why does this Rashi immediately afterwards tell us that one malach does two things? Heals, and then also saves. So some explain, based on this Rashi, that they're really the same thing. The idea of a refuah, a person who is healed up until that point, sick. And when a person's sick, you're unable to really do the things that you want to do because of your illness. So too, a person like Lot, being that he was held in captivity, he also is unable to do that which he wanted to do. And therefore, it's really appropriate that they go hand in hand in this bracha of refuenu and hoshienu. Now, continuing with the words of the Kolbo. The Kolbo tells us, as we've seen in other paragraphs of the Shemoneh Esrei, there's no coincidence why there's a specific amount of words in each paragraph. And that's why it's so important that we're not allowed to deviate and add words or remove certain words. It's constructed in a very specific way. And if we would count the paragraph of refuah, there's exactly 27 words, and you can take my word on that. Well, not my word, but the words of the Kolbo. The Kolbo tells us, V'yeshva chav zayin tevos, and the reason why it's 27 words, there's other explanations for this, but the Kolbo tells us it's keneged chav zayin osios ha-Torah. It corresponds to the 27 letters found in the Torah, 27 letters of the alphabet. And some people would say, one second, last I checked, there's 22. But, of course, if we would also count the final letters, namely the Chaf Sofit, Mem, Nun, Fe, and Tzadi Sofit, that is another 5. So therefore, that equals the 27 letters. So the Kolbo says, the idea of Refuenu, that in this paragraph is 27 words, corresponds to the letters, all of the letters of the Aleph Bet. Now, what exactly does this Kolbo mean? So on one level, as we'll see in greater detail in the words of the Torah, that it could be coming to teach us that the Torah is a form of healing. Perhaps that it might be at an emotional level or a spiritual healing, and that's accomplished through Torah study. Another way it can be looked, not that it's specifically referring to Torah study, but it means the use of our words is a form of refuah, is a form of healing. A person would be mevaker chola. If you go in to visit the sick, we realize that it's not just that we're just going to fulfill a mitzvah. But with our own words, when we speak to the person who is sick, we have the ability to uplift that person to the point that they're actually able to feel better emotionally, and this could have a major role in the healing process. So much so that I used to say, when I was in Florida and I was moving from one apartment to the other, I realized that the way you can really find who are your close friends, two times in your life. One is when you're in the hospital, the people that visit you, and the other time are the people that are willing to help you move from one place to the other. And when you have that relationship and you can remember those people, how much they went out of their way to help you. And that really makes a major impact. So perhaps that's what the Kolbo could be telling us, that with the visiting of a person who is sick and the usage of the Chav Zayin Osios, using the letters and the words in our meeting with that person, this is a form of refuah, a form of healing. Continue with the words of the Tur. The Tur tells us, also picking up on the Chav Zayin Tevos, he says two things. Keneged Chav Zayin Psukim Shebeparshas Mila, it corresponds to the 27 verses which are found in the Parsha of Mila, and we mentioned already before, as the Gemara and Megillah discusses, that there's no coincidence that this paragraph is number 8, because it corresponds to the 8th day of a child's life, in which there's a mitzvah of Bris Mila, and even though everyone's enjoying their bagels and having a nice time, unfortunately the child, well, needs refuah. And therefore, that's the idea of why we put this specifically at paragraph number 8, to correspond to the refuah of a child, and refuah for everyone else as well. Then he continues and says, V'chav zayin tevos, these 27 words that are found in this paragraph, also, there's another pasuk which has 27 words. Namely, the pasuk which is found in Parshas B'Shalach, and he begins, he doesn't say the whole pasuk, but he says, V'yomer im shemoa ad rofecha. He says, Shebeschus ha-Torah v'mitzvos bo refuah. The merit of learning Torah and fulfilling of mitzvos, that's a way a person could accomplish having a refuah, being healed. And this pasuk, which is right after the Shiras Hayom, after the Jewish people have crossed the Yam Suf and they sang the Oz Yashir, the pasuk and the Aliyah ends and says the 27 word pasuk. Vayomer im shmo tishmo kol Hashem elkecha. If you listen to Hashem's voice, vayashav einav tase, vazantel mitzvosav. You give ear to the mitzvos v'shamarta kol chukav, and you fulfill by guarding all of His laws. Kol machal asher santi mitzrayim lo asim alecha. I will not all the illnesses, all the sicknesses which placed upon the Egyptians, I will not put upon you. Then the pasuk ends. Ki ani Hashem rofecha, because Hashem is our healer. Hashem is our doctor. And Rashi over here tells us in Parshas B'Shalach, he says that it's coming to teach us the idea of rofecha, that Hashem is our healer. It teaches us that the Torah and mitzvos that we adhere to is leman tinatzel mehem, is in order for us to be saved from them. And he gives the analogy to a doctor. Karove hazeh ha'omer l'adam. Just as a doctor would say to his patient, al tochel devarim machzir moschel lidei choli. I do not want you to eat certain foods. They may be high in cholesterol. I want you to watch your carb intake. All these things the doctor is telling you. Why is the doctor telling you this? Is it because he's just trying to make your life miserable? That might be. But the real purpose of it is because he has your best interest in mind. And this is a very important message when it comes to our fulfilling and observance of Torah and mitzvos. It tells us the purpose of the Torah is not that Hashem is trying to be a taskmaster over us, being restrictive, giving us all these laws that we're forced to have to do and really don't want to do them, and they're not in our best interest. Rather, Ki ani Hashem rofecha, Hashem is like our doctor, telling us which way of life is productive and fulfilling. And therefore, in this paragraph, in conclusion, we ask Hashem to give us this ability and foresight to be able to see that the Torah and His mitzvos are really for our good. Refo'enu Hashem, because Hashem is our doctor. Rabbanan Mechan Shmuel Tzadikus Baruch Hu, Ozakus Rav Hikar Haim Ham Tarmetz Shnemar, Adonai Chafetz Manzikoy Adil Tadav Yadir.